Is it time they stop calling it Decision Day and just label it D-Day so you can make it out of Decision, Damage, or Damn It Day?
Well, I like how they did this one. They didn't have to sit in front of the experts and get chastised if they wanted to say no. It was just one-on-one.
X is like, we don't want to have to deal with this. Yeah. I'll go out there and do it. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Jess Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of episode 19. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Shout out to Coach Run. Says salute to the RGRT Pod family. Currently on a mini vacation in Nashville with the wife and kids. I couldn't miss the live pod tonight, though. Oh, appreciate you, Coach.
Hey, Coach, let me know where to go. I'm going to Nashville November 8th through 10th for a conference. So let me know a good place to grab some food.
Now, question is, what do you want to know? Do you want to know the family-friendly places or the Purple Church places?
A good place to grab some food. You couldn't get food at the Purple Church. So I
you could.
You could eat some. But
I don't think you should. But
I don't think you should. But you could eat there. Wouldn't recommend it.
The Yelp review would say, nope, don't do that. But
yeah,
good point. Good point. Today, Decision Day. Tomorrow, the reunion. So let's stick to D-Day today and pick up where we left off. Toya says she's going on a cruise tomorrow. All right, Toya.
Nice.
Enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Don't get in any fights. I keep seeing all these videos of people getting in fights on cruise ships.
Well, you got to ask which cruise ship is she going on? It's because, you know, you always see the fights, but they're always on a certain one.
Carnival? That one?
I wouldn't. I was about to not say.
I didn't say the full word. I didn't.
You mean like a celebration in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Like Beige, love my, Manny says, watching from Barbados. What's up? Love it. And yeah, but there are other ones. There are other ones. But you never know. Maybe she's on the good one that's there. I'm just scared of that because I watched Poop Cruise. So, and that one's still out there. And that boat is still out there.
Yeah.
By the way, Coach Run does say that Purple Church chicken wings were off the chain.
Okay.
As some to be asked, hey, y'all, just D-Day today, not reunion. I dressed all cute just to slaughter some folks. I'm sorry, some to be, but, you know, we did say we were going to do it in two. So, and there's a lot to cover on the reunion. If we did this would be an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we try not to go that long. You know what I mean? So
you could wear it tomorrow. None of us saw it. Just throwing it out there.
I got plans.
I know that it's date night. She got somewhere to be after this podcast.
And Toya says, yes, she is going on the one you mentioned, Carnival. Okay. So, and to which you say,
I've been on one. It's fun.
Good, good. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Keep your head on the swivel.
Yeah. Watch that.
All right. Where we left off last time was with Tori and Felipe. Mm-hmm. And there was this big cliffhanger as to what Felipe called Tori to tell her off camera. And Tori asked him, do you think this is normal? Mm-hmm. We had our speculations as to what it was.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was threesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt like that could have been something he thought about.
It could have been.
It could have been something
he thought about. A lot of people thought it was the open marriage.
Yeah.
But apparently, it was something else, right? Because he said he thought about cheating on her every day of their marriage. And before we get into that piece of it, was this a letdown?
No, this is classic Felipe.
No, I mean, is it a letdown on the cliffhanger? Because did you expect something juicier? I'd be chilling and was like, this is what you made us wait for? And I'm like, that's what I thought.
That's what I was saying. Okay. What did y'all expect that it was going to be this big?
Yes.
Like, what could he say that would surprise you? Right? We talked about that. And everybody's like, threesome. This. Mm-hmm. He wants to hook up with Adam. Like, all these different things that's not going to happen. But I totally can picture Felipe saying this. Mm-hmm. I've thought about cheating on you every day. Now, here's my thought. Every person I know, No, let me change that. I think that a lot of people, that could be married and relationships.
You know what we're about to do? We were just about to mute your mic just like this. Go ahead. Say something again. Yeah. All the married people in the chat were like, just mute this man because we know what he's about to say. Talk about all. Hey, you watch your mouth, sir.
If you've been with some...
You watch your mouth, sir.
If you've been with someone for years, it's possible that you might think Halle Berry. You know, you think about it. Mm-hmm. You don't tell her, I'm thinking about having sex with Halle Berry. I mean, you're not going to. But I'm just saying, like, I just find it, why would he say that? And my only thought is the reason why he said that is to make her be the one to say no.
Right. Okay, I could see that. Because, I mean... I don't understand why you would say that, right? And I know he's like, oh, well, and I think he does this because people give him the pass all the time. Oh, see, I just say crazy shit. Like, yeah. No. He's just saying it to say it. So Felipe's not a fool. He's not an idiot.
Right.
Okay. Okay. He may be a fool, but he's not an idiot.
Yeah.
Rephrase that. But.
Fair.
That's why I think your theory that he did this purposely,
mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I totally agree with you. Now, what's actually amazing to me is that it feels like he thinks they're still staying together. Or is this the act?
The act, because he doesn't want to stay together. He's not ready for any of that. And that whole, you know, going back to my homes, I don't want to be, no, I'd rather be in the apartment cuddled up with you. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't tell someone, I've been thinking about cheating on you every day we've been together, but I would love to cuddle with you on the couch. That's just not going to happen.
So I can think about cheating on you again.
And what's funny is this is why Tori's look is just ninja, please. Like that was that look. The whole time she didn't say much. She just stood there staring at him. Just let him keep putting his foot in his mouth.
Yeah. Chocolate Sooner says he got what he wanted and discarded her. Sly says Felipe had a rotten speech, rambling like a crackhead. He had no business being on this show. We said this from the very beginning, right? Which is why Coachrun said, let's be honest, these matchmakers were awful this season.
No.
They actually addressed that at the reunion. And we'll get to that when we start the... We'll start off with that tomorrow because they said, we see all your comments and damn it, we did what y'all wanted. So we'll get to that then. But I agree with you. Like, maybe their matches weren't bad. The people that picked were bad, too. It wasn't just that. Like, we said Felipe shouldn't have been on there. They knew Adam. If you have to say, hey, I need you to break up with this girl because you're coming on the show, that's not somebody that should be on the show.
I could agree with that.
If what they said and what we found out was true about Felipe having to delete dating apps, he shouldn't have been on the show.
Yeah, well, the fact that Felipe, when he... almost said Dr. Paul, when Paul was meeting with him, was telling him, hey, you've been late. Like, he wasn't taking it serious.
Right.
Which tells me he's not really ready for this. And then the same for Adam. You've been dating somebody and Paul has to sit there and watch you end it with somebody, you're just not ready. But that aside, the experts did pick the people that they wanted or the type of person that they wanted.
Right.
Could have did better with Felipe and Adam. Adam, I think it's a pass. Felipe should never have been on the show.
Monica says, I think they match what they had available. I'm like, well, I guess he'll do. Come on.
Yeah. Good. Get in. Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny she said it because they obviously pick certain people like, all right, these people, here we have, who are we going to match them with? I think that's the real, if we really got the process, because they used to give us a look behind, a peek behind the curtain, but it's a fake peek behind the curtain, right? And they didn't really show us how they did. Just say, okay, well, this person and this person. But out of the hundreds of people they have or thousands of people they have, how did they get down to these people that they're ready for it? Because if these are the people that are ready for it, Jesus, imagine the other ones. They should do another show about that.
It's almost like they did the pop the balloon version. Just walk outside the studio. You single? Do you want to be? No? Come on in. Let's talk for a second.
You know what I like is Tori was a woman of a few words. After all this stuff was going, she's like, you know, I think us both parting ways is for the best.
Yeah. And then this fool says, well, I still like to be friends. And then she goes, I think parting ways will be the best. And he picks up those flowers off the ground, hands them to her. She's, thank you. And she just slowly walks off into the distance.
Yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing. Felipe is sitting down with, obviously, the producer for the confessional, and they ask him about specifically what he said the night before decision day. Mm-hmm. And he's about to lie, and they go, oh, no, we have a diary cam. Tori did a diary cam. He's like,
she did it on diary cam? Oh, okay. Well. Well, yeah, I guess I did say it.
he was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I can't lie about that now. Okay, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. And I think Mimi called it when Tori said, let's end it. Mm. Felipe let out this sigh of relief, like, oh, it wasn't disappointment. It was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Woo! Back to the streets!
Sweet baby Jesus, who I don't believe in. Because remember, he's
an atheist.
Yes. I almost thought Shineske said, yes, he's a Mormon. No, it's a moron. look, you know it's bad when you got the fellas calling. What a tool. So, look, big dope, all the stuff. Look, Sly's no fan. Nobody's fan of Felipe for this. And this was kind of trash for him to do with her. But he's been doing this all season long.
Yeah.
And like CXM says, he is not an idiot. Oh, well, no, since he is an idiot. But I say he is not because he knew what he was doing. And he's proven that he knew what he was doing.
Right.
So we can call him a lot of things. But an idiot, I'm not going to go with that, CXM, because I'm going to say that he knew what he was doing, just like you said. When he made that call was to make her, just in case, even though he didn't go back for the cameras to make sure he got to decision day at the cabin, right? Because she broke it off with him. He was good. He was free.
Yeah. Yeah. But the sad thing is he's not an idiot, but he's very immature, because what does he say at the end? My parents are going to kill me.
Yeah.
Like a teenager that accidentally wrecked their dad's car.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get to the next couple, do you agree with user 597 who says this ready to love decision day?
Yes, that's exactly what it reminded me of. Exactly what it reminded me of was ready to love decision day, which I honestly like that better than sitting there in front of the experts and going through all this back and forth. And it's like, so the time has come. Do you choose to stay married or do you choose to get a divorce? And then we got to sit and wait. No.
Yeah, exactly. Mrs. Taji says Felipe can now go back to sleeping with skanks at his restaurant. Tori was out of his league.
Yeah, she was.
By the way, Shineske also pointed out they did do that before, called the Undateables. You're right. You know what? I forgot about the Undateables, probably because I didn't watch that crap. Because they weren't good enough to make the show. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And Marie says, I like this version of Decision Day better. So to your point, and I even forgot about that whole sit down with the experts and all that, because you're right. This, as ready to love as it felt, it was still clean. It was good. Let's get to the shits and let's get it over with. And the expert's like, man, we've had enough time on screen with these folks. Let them just handle it themselves. Y'all do this.
It's like Love Island. Just send text messages. Yeah. I got a text. The time has come for you to decide to stay married or get a divorce.
Sly says, Tori's decision day should have been an email or Teams call. Could have been.
Could have been.
You know what else could have been a Teams call? The next decision day, because Belle, Jolie, and Mecca. And we see them meeting with the experts first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see Belle with the experts first. And the first thing I thought is, Belle, why are you lying?
Yeah. Before this scene, this part happens, as Mecca's getting ready, you hear him say, I know what I'm going to say. I just need to see if it's the same. So I'm like, okay, I know Mecca's going to say yes. Come on, Belle. Say no. So she's sitting there with the experts and says that she has no complaints about Mecca, and she feels seen by Mecca, and she thinks that people kick Mecca to the curb when he messes up, and she wants to show him what real love is.
Okay. as she started this, I'm like, are you running a script? Because what the hell are you talking about? This man has played in your face all day. And this is why people are frustrated with Belle. My wife is done with Belle. Because like, damn, girl, what more do you want from him?
Yeah.
To have him tell you, does he need to do a Felipe call and go, hey, I've thought about and actually tried to cheat on you every day of our marriage. She might have been like, that's just to hurt people. Come here, baby. We're going to work it out.
Maybe it's good loving.
No.
Just saying, maybe Mecca's putting it down and it's hard for her to say no to it.
Okay. You know, that's the male ego in you saying that. But she was acting this fool before she gave it up.
We say the same thing to guys with their women. I mean, we just said it yesterday on the Love is Blind reunion.
Well,
I mean,
you said it.
Finale. I said it.
Yeah, so. You said it because I definitely said it can't be that damn good. Not to deal with that. It can't be that damn good. And I'm sorry. I don't care how good the loving is. She shouldn't put up with it. If it was that damn good, even if it's the best of her life, there's somebody else that can find a spot. This ain't it.
Find a spot.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't expect you to say that.
They get to the meetup though, right?
Yeah.
Did you notice that when Belle is pouring her heart out to him about all the things she likes and loves him and blah, 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 blah. This fool is.
Just looking around, taking it all in. She's still talking?
Who that?
Are those hot dogs over there? I haven't had a hot dog in a long time. Wonder if they have relish. He's just thinking all this other stuff without even paying attention to her.
My God, I was so irritated with that. But then, okay, he spoke. Did you like his thoughts on Belle?
I thought his thoughts on Belle were nice. I thought it was great. But what I liked most is that he apologized for the lack of consideration he showed her throughout the process, which I think she was owed that. He's done it multiple times. And I think the most disrespectful is what you were saying when you thought the cameras weren't going to record it. Because to me, the definition of integrity is, you know, doing the right thing when no one's looking. Mm-hmm. Right. And he still willingly said that stuff, thinking that she would never hear it.
Right. But that's okay. It's not that I say it because I don't think she's going to hear it. It's your woman. Mm-hmm. You're talking to someone else. You don't say it.
Right.
Plain and simple.
Right.
You don't say it. Jeez. I see you, Nikki B. Stop it. I mean, do you give him any props for saying that he was being careless, inconsiderate, and inappropriate?
No.
Okay.
Because you do it one time. Mm-hmm. I'll give you props for apologizing.
Yeah.
You do it multiple times? No. That's who you are. And I truly think Mecca is doing all this because he wants, either he's hoping she's going to say no, but he doesn't want to come across as like the guy, as the bad guy, right? That turned her down. So nothing about him. So, and even when he was with the expert, he's like, if we stay together, it's gonna take work.
Yes, that part I was like,
yeah.
So he's not running the script that she's running, right? Trey says Mecca did a great job at apologizing. Too bad it didn't mean much. And Secret Era says Mecca tries to play like he's a good dude. At least Felipe's honest about his whole lifestyle.
True.
Yeah, you know, be honest in it. And Jeannie said the same thing. Yeah, it was good, but Mecca didn't mean it, right?
Right.
And that's the problem. By the way, shout out to Carolyn New. YouTube channel member, one of the regulars. Welcome.
One of us.
Yeah.
One of us.
Uh-huh.
One of us.
Okay. In reference to Mecca, Sly is channeling her inner young Miami. Where all my scamming ass Mecca's at? I see what you did there. Nikki B is right, though. I felt like Mecca kept saying crap, trying to get Belle to take the hint, and she wouldn't. That's why he always kind of stayed looking like, mm-hmm. every time she would praise him, he's like, geez, and defend him. That girl loved to defend her man. And, you know,
yeah.
That's.
Wow, you still like me, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
What else I got to do? And so he goes first, and he says he's going to stay. Of course, he doesn't want to look like the bad guy,
mm-hmm.
hoping he's done enough to make her say no. And Belle says she went back and forth from yes to no. And we're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Then she decided to settle and chooses to stay married. And we're like, Jesus Christ.
Well, did you catch, she's thinking, and I feel like in her gut, she should be no, but something told her to say yes at the last minute. But I hated Mecca's deal because he says he wants to stay married because he feels their bond is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Lying. Mm. No, you don't. That's your best friend bond is mm-hmm. beautiful. Y'all are besties. You can be friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like that gal?
At all. Niecy said Belle was acting a little too desperate, ignoring those ruby red flags. And Nikki B says Belle said yes because he said yes.
But then she had to add, don't mess with me, Mecca. Or else I'm going to call all my brothers.
Yeah, if you play with me, if you got to say that, then that ain't the person for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, Miss Carla saying proud of Belle. I'm assuming you're talking about the reunion. We'll get to that tomorrow because there was nothing she did in the decision right. day that you should be proud of her.
Yeah.
If there is, I would love to hear what it is. Make me proud of her for whatever she did there because you're going to have a tough time in this crowd. Please, I'd love to hear what that is. Sheesh. Because, man, yeah, Deja's right. Belle wanted to fix that hurt little boy. And it's like, yeah. Here's the thing, too. Able the Disabled said Mecca is not a surprise. He shovels shit all day. No surprise he is shit.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of...
I mean, that's...
Coach Run said, I knew Mecca was going to say yes when he showed up dressed like Malcolm X. Rhonda says, hey, Mecca does not look like he's putting it down. Mrs. Taji said, Belle got on my nerve, so disappointed her. No complaints about Mecca, WTF. And Assumpta B said, Belle really wanted to walk away with her husband. She gave Nikki all that smoke, justified about Sean, but decided to do acrobats with Mecca. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Deja puts it right. Mecca isn't even a good friend. Absolutely right. So disappointed in this, man. So, so disappointed. And I know, we get to see the reunion. We'll talk about that tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
In the meantime, appreciate everybody hanging with us right now, man, whether you are here in the present time as one of the live crew. Do us, or whether you watch this later, part is the replay, gang. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, help us get past that 9K subs.
Yes.
If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shouts. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RTRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
To the replay gang, do us a favor. Make sure you hit that hype button. And of course, to our podcast fam listening on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store, the RGRT Pod merch store. The link is in the description below. And the QR code is over Terrell's left shoulder. Scan that QR code. Thank you in advance for your support. And look, everybody, let us know whether you're live crew or replay gang. Let us know you made it this far. And leave the word. You can leave it just the word itself. You can leave it for who you're leaving it for. I know who I'm leaving it for, and I know who some of y'all are probably going to leave it for. But the word is fool. I'm going to leave the word fool for Belle. Some of y'all might leave it for half of the next couple, and you might leave it for Sean.
Fool, look here, fool. From, what's the name from Sanford, son?
Yo, I love the encouragement in the live chat. You got this, Terrell.
Yeah, I had to practice. I see, I forgot.
That was awesome.
Prep.
Even Happy Prep. Gardener. Yay, Tell, you did it right. yep, I see. Yeah, damn fool, exactly. There we go. Thank you. Appreciate that. Drop those in there. The live crew, drop it in the live chat. And replay gang, make sure you drop it in the comment section. And hey, feel free to drop it for who it is. Hey, you want to leave it for Felipe, you can too, because why not? Because he definitely acted the fool on decision day, right?
Yeah.
Next couple.
Yeah.
You big dummy.
Big dummy.
You big dummy.
Yeah.
I'm kind here.
Nikki and Sean, these two, man, you know, we do find out, though, that Nikki said Sean has a lot of the qualities that she actually does want in a partner and what she actually asked the experts for.
I would agree with that. I mean, we all said that on paper, mm-hmm. these two make sense.
Right.
Right. Lifestyles, things like that on paper makes sense. But could that attraction thing change? Mm. And I think that's where it all went downhill for them. And when she walked up to Sean out there on the balcony, mm-hmm. just about she, hello, Sean. It was like HR walking into, hello, Yanni.
She put her HR on her. Please have a seat.
Please have a seat. Would you like some water? No? So I want to talk to you about your performance.
Or like,
but there was no hug. There was no gesture. It mm-mm. was just cold.
Or like Mimi says, they stood on that rooftop and had a Real Housewife read off. Only thing missing was a drink thrown in the face or something.
Well, she was the only one that had the read off. He was just going from the hip. He was just saying whatever he wanted. She had, and here's what was interesting. The way it started out, I don't know if anyone else in the live or the replay game caught this. To me, the way it started out was they were both going to say, hey, look, I can see why the experts match this, but we're just not the right person for each other.
Okay.
And it just seemed like it was going to be this nice amicable thing. Nikki was saying some nice things, even though I'm sure she didn't want to. She was still trying to be cordial, or should I say professional. About it, and then all of a sudden,
okay. So wait, before you get to the all of a sudden, because Tea Time says I felt like she was going to say yes until he got her all hot and bothered.
No, there was no way in the world she was going to say yes.
I didn't think so. Okay, think about when she walked up. She even said the reason she gave an excuse for why there was no hug or anything. Oh, I didn't know how this was going to be. That told me this was not going to stay cordial for long, because the way she's like, well, I didn't know what kind of energy was going to be there. Like,
yeah, because the way it ended last time I saw you.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was no way in the world these two were going to say yes. I mean, we all know that. I don't buy those 2 weeks of happy times that they had. And we saw Sean in the robe and the swinging. None of that told me these two were going to say yes.
Nothing at all. But and before we get into the nonsense, Happy Gardener wants to say, wait, can we all agree Nikki looked fabulous? Legs for days.
Nikki always looks fabulous. That's right. That's her brand.
Yes.
This isn't like just the TV and cameras. I bet mm-hmm. she looks like this all the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she looked fabulous.
I want to make sure we get that out before it becomes a hating on Nikki thing. So continue, sir.
Yeah. So it starts out to where I think it's going to be amicable. And I'm not going to hate on Nikki at all. It starts out it's going to be amicable.
Oh, I didn't say you would, but, you know, it comes up like that sometimes in the comment section.
Yeah, yeah. And look, she took the high ground. She apologized for any time that she made him feel unseen.
Yes.
Unheard. Because she knows she treated him like crap because she wasn't attracted to him.
And that's the part. When people acted like she didn't do that,
right.
She did. And I give her props for at least acknowledging that.
Yes, because she knows it.
Think about this. It wasn't until she decided to take the high road, right? This thing was going to stay in this battle. And she realized, mm-hmm. I got to put up with this shit for how many more weeks? Okay, let me try something here. And so she tried. Unfortunately, that man decided, oh, you want to play? Let's play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. So it starts out fine, and he said some nice things, you know, right after that. Then she goes back to her essay and says,
Not an essay.
There were times. She said, there were times you made me feel small.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought up the Seattle versus New York comment.
Yep.
And I think that's what triggered Sean.
Oh, but you saw it in his face.
Oh, yeah. But even after she said that she's still grateful to have gone through this experience with him.
Mm-hmm.
So then Sean's like, oh, that's what we're doing?
Okay. That's exactly. Yeah. That's, it's funny you say that because Happy Gardner's like, Nikki said, oh, this is what we do? No.
Yeah.
Nikki started it. Let's not play games. Nikki started when she did that. And we're not faulting her for doing it because she needed to give him his read.
Yeah.
Especially the way he ended things the night before. Because
right.
That was his fault why it went that way. Right?
Right. Now, she started it, but not with malice.
Right.
She was just being factual.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is how you made me feel sometimes. There was this, and I could not get over that comment of right. The Seattle 10 and New York 7, but I'm still grateful that I've gone through this experience. That's nothing bad at all.
Did you catch this part here? Because she said something about it being retaliatory, right? And then he starts to prove her point.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, Sean, did you just misunderstand everything? No, you're just trying to piss her off because he kept going back to the, oh, you grabbed my belly.
Right.
You're missing the point that she made, which was before he goes into the big description of what happened before, she said, it's not good when you retaliate this way, which is something you called from the beginning. When he did it, you're like, yeah, but as a man, you don't go back at her because she played with you about your belly fat. You being 4 or 5 months pregnant. It's okay.
Damn. So Sean, after he brings up the belly thing, he tries to say that there were things that he didn't like, but he just held back because he said she tells stories like she's the victim. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of a character assassination happening against him. And he felt like he had to always walk on eggshells. Then this is where he really went all in.
Yeah.
He goes, well, because Nikki doesn't know how to control her emotions like she's a child. And look at her face. You know, if the cameras weren't there, it'd be a different Nikki.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, though. SCK says, in front of him, she may acknowledge, but not in front of others. She acts like he's the only one saying bad things.
She does
other
that.
People. Yes.
She and, did do that.
And that's what he kept pointing out about you're only telling one side of the story.
Yeah.
But he kept missing the point of what she was saying, which is this tit for tat ain't gonna work.
No. And so Nikki says, well, now she's fired up. She says emotion is a spectrum and you're at the bottom. And then she did him like he did Adam.
Yeah.
There's a hurt person inside you that produced the man that's here today. Oh, that was awesome.
Yo, as I'm watching this go down, all I wrote was, okay, this is going sideways. Definitely a no for them. Which we knew it was before, but in all caps, definitely a no for them because you knew this was... Question though, from Tea Time. Do you think these two are very similar in personality?
Yes.
That was the problem.
Yeah, they are very similar personality. But here's the deal. If Sean's personality was the exact same, but yet he was 6'2" and good looking, it'd be a total different. I mean, would y'all agree? It'd be a different ball game if he was 6'2" and handsome as shit.
Right.
It'd be very different. But she's already not attracted to him. It just makes it really hard.
Able to Disabled labeled them Napoleon and Cersei Lannister.
Wow.
That's hilarious. Fat Face Virgo says, and I hope, tell me, did I read that right? Just make sure I'm not trying to insult
somebody. I double checked. Yeah, you read that right. If not, I was about to single you out. Be like, yeah, go ahead, Yanni.
But like, by the way, that was Yanni. I said, I feel like the 7 in New York comment happened in Cancun because that was when she talked about his dad bod. And he said he was tired of talking about something that happened before things shifted.
I don't know when it happened, but regardless, whether it happened in Cancun, first day back in Seattle, the last night before decision day, it's still messed up.
Mm.
But then Sean tries to say that family is so important and community, and he didn't get a chance to know her family and how she kept promising to have him talk to her mom and kept moving it. he says that she doesn't have the emotional intelligence. And she says, oh, she pulled like Adam. So now you're going to talk about my intelligence, which he's not. He said emotional intelligence. She heard intelligence, exact same thing Adam said. So he's like, no, your EQ. Yeah. I was like, wow, Sean. Like he knows how to get to people and do this. Poke that.
He does. He does. I know that behavior very well.
It's like I'm a mirror.
Monica says Sean has been trying to get Nikki back since her reaction to him on their wedding day. Deja says Sean matches energy. Shineske says they are both one-uppers. And Kevin said Sean fights fire with fire. And I ain't mad at that.
I think it's immature for Sean to do that. I mean, y'all are both.
This setting, it really is.
They're the oldest couple on the show. And they acted like children for the most part. And for Sean to do that, he could have pulled a Nick and just let Nikki be Nikki.
Yeah.
And then Nikki would look bad at the reunion. And and then he would look like, you know, people would feel sorry for him and people would be in his DMs.
Right.
Right now, nobody in this, he ain't even in his own DMs. And then so Nikki says she wants a divorce. Sean goes, yeah, I want the divorce too. And all that growth you said I've done, I don't see any of that in you.
Yo. That is the petty, the petty that is in him is, she just, when he said that, she's just like, bye, Sean. Yeah, and I'm glad she ended it that way. Hey, walk away.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just going to be bickering back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. To your comment that Sean could have been the same personality-wise, everything else, if he was 6'2", it would be a different story. Lizzie says, yes, 6'2", handsome, and takes a bath.
Okay, yeah.
But she didn't know about his unbathing.
Yes, you didn't know about that on the wedding, but if she walked down the aisle and saw this 6'2", chocolate, beautiful man standing there, it'd probably be a very different relationship.
Mm-hmm. Assumpta B says Sean would verbally attack a child if she or he grabbed his belly, insecure and easily triggered. Eli, not Manning, says Sean is such a child. Pineapple says Sean can't be from New York.
Why? Because he's too thin-skinned?
Or is that the New York to come right back? Because let's not act like New Yorkers aren't thin-skinned too. Because what's the first thing they always go, I'm from New York. Okay, and? You in Texas. Everybody cares. I just remember, there's this one kid I think of when I say that from when we're at UTSA. He's like, I'm from New York, man. I'm like, boy, you'll get your ass whooped down here.
Yeah. Like, we're supposed to be,
oh, my God. I can't believe that. You know what?
Brooklyn?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Penelope says Sean was MVP on that battle. So, see, there's some people who will say Sean won that one and are applauding his tit-for-tattiness.
You win the battle, but lose the war.
Yeah. Yeah. Penelope did say that reason for all this is Sean made the season, even though it was hard to watch. So.
Yeah. It was. It was hard to watch. So here's what I wonder. Do you think after their last night together, when all that drama happened, do you think Nikki is like, regretting some of that intimate time?
Oh, yes. Hands down.
You know what I mean?
Hands down.
You think she's like, regret? I can't believe I let this fool squirt, you know, whipped cream in my mouth and me blindfolded and all the other different things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. And I think you saw that if if the producers were messy, and they weren't because they stayed out of it. We'll get to it tomorrow. But at the reunion, if they're shown that, just him walking out the room, it might have been a whole nother different story too. Because she definitely regretted doing all that stuff. I can't imagine
Mama sitting right there.
Oh, that's probably why she brought Mama to the show. Like I'm gonna bring, so they don't show this here. By the way, this is watching now. Brooklyn in the house. You have to tell me how to pronounce that. K. Not too much on New York. We don't claim that man. He must be from Westchester. Nisi says he's from upstate, not New York City. We're not claiming him. So there's that. Getting hogtied, remember that?
Yeah. Which, mm-hmm. for someone that does that you don't really like, I mean, again, I give Nikki her props for trying to find things that she can be attracted in this man.
Right.
But I just really think it's hard. I think it was hard for, because she treated him so bad in the beginning, that I do think for him, this was a whole, I'm going to get my payback at mm-hmm. some point. Because yeah. remember that first dinner where he just kind of sat like a
yeah.
kid?
Oh, yeah. He was pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed. That might have been the straw that broke the camel's back, and he plotted his revenge from there. Mm-hmm. I almost forgot about that. You're absolutely right. Because at the altar is one thing. The you're not attracted to me in Cancun is another. That dinner, when the things she said,
yeah.
that was just like, damn, girl. Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This was revenge all the way. And he pressed and pressed and pressed. Got his, and this was supposed to be his shining moment. And I know he yeah. thought the reunion would be that too. Able to Disable said, I was a 7 in Houston and a 10 in New York City. Go figure. So see, 7 and 10, not a bad. It's not 6-7, but it's 7-10.
It's not bad. I mean, but I mean, it's a real thing. You know, I don't know where I'd be a 10,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'm a good 6 in some places.
I know where I'm a 10, in my damn house. How about that? Yeah,
in my girlfriend's eyes, I'm a 10. That's all I need.
Until she gets spectacles. Okay. Marissa and Adam, even the experts have no idea what these two are going to do.
I wasn't sure either. And so when Marissa sat down with the experts, she said that in the beginning, it was an infatuation, you know, mm-hmm. with Adam. And she started to fall in love with him in Cancun, which I'm like, 6 days?
I mean, you saw, look how googly-eyed she was. We knew she fell fast because we saw when she went to visit his cabin. Come on.
No. They hadn't been to the cabin yet. This is
I know, but I'm saying we knew that she fell fast because there's no way she went there and yeah. and had to fall in love later. She had to be before that. Yeah. So I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yeah. So she was concerned about the intensity level of that. And then Adam, who's dressed like he doesn't give a fuck, that's he didn't care. He's just like, yeah, guys, I got to get dressed real quick. I got to go do this thing. And then I'll come back and meet you on the jet skis. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
We'll come back and we'll rip it on the jet skis.
And we're ripping on the jet skis and play some pickleball. Be back in 2 hours. but he says that Marissa takes some of the edge off of him, but he worries if they will be happy living in a compromised state.
Yes.
And then brings back up the working out. Together.
Of course he does. Of course he does. And the fact he said that compromise that, you know, okay, this.
Yeah.
We kind of have an idea of where his mindset is, right? By the way, one Southern girl says the show is manufactured to make them fall fast. Remember Naked and Afraid, which I never watch. Isolation creates strong bonds. But that's the whole thing about these shows. And we even thought about it, too, with the if you go back to the original Married at First Sight. When they're isolated, it's just them, right? And everything's cool, or even on any of these other dating shows. When you're stuck in this bubble, what happens in that bubble? When you get in the real world and all of a sudden, because people start to look good when that's all you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all, you know that 10 versus 7 comment? The reason why a lot of fellas understand it, because as you watch some of these shows, you see people in there and they're in this bubble, that 7 becomes a 10 there. And you get back out in the real world and damn, yeah. this is what was out here. I forgot.
Yeah,
and the women have that reaction too. So it's
in the club, you get to the club about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Yeah, she's a 7. But around 1:30.
What?
Oh, she a 10.
You'll keep her.
She got nice hands. Look at that.
I'm just saying. when they get together, right? Marissa, and of course, he realized this pattern. Of course, they told him what to do is to say the good things, say the bad things, give your decision. You can kind of figure this out. They're not doing this on their own, right? Marissa goes first, and she has a list of things
that
she likes and loves about Adam.
Which, good for her. There were a lot of things I'm sure that she felt was great about Adam. And I like how she used her words to say what she liked about Adam. Compared to Adam.
I do notice why you said just how she
compared to Adam. Yeah, just your vibe, you're sick, you're a vibe and a half. I really think maybe Sean was right about this dude's vocabulary.
I mean, okay, think about vibe and a half. Everybody likes time and a half.
That's when you're getting paid. Vibe and a half. Vibing. You know, full send it. Like, that's it's like young people talk.
Yeah.
You're an adult, man.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're this well-educated adult and you have all this stuff and you got all this money and your, you know, successful career, conduct yourself.
Right.
That way. Use some better words than vibe all the damn time.
You know, the interesting thing is when it came to Marissa's concerns, one of the things she said was, she was concerned that Adam checked out when he realized she wasn't a super athlete. And, you know, okay, I get it. I understand that. And she's like, okay, you know, so he's probably going to say yes. And she's probably played this out already in her head, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, nah, it was the wedding night. I'm like, what?
The wedding night. I remember it because first off, when they exchange, they give the bride and groom kind of give a gift before they actually meet. And she had a shot of Makers, a little bottle of Makers. So he was like, uh-oh, because she's a drinker. So then when they're sitting there talking at the reception, she says that, you know, she has three more years of, what's she called? Nightlife.
Yeah.
Left. And so he heard that and that bothered him. Now, here's my question. If he heard that on the wedding night at the reception, and at that point he was done, and then proceeded to sleep with her as much as he could and vibe with her as much as he could just to end it. Is he the next Chris?
Oh boy, here you go.
Is he the next Chris? I mean, that is diabolical. If at the wedding he was like, nope, this is not going to work, but he goes through all that just to break up with her at the end, that is foul.
Okay, so does that make him the worst for the season? Because you still have Courtney, you still have Mecca, you still have Felipe. There's a lot of bad on this season.
Well, there is, but Courtney never slept with Nick, so fine there.
And
Belle and Mecca, it took a while for them to get to that point. He just didn't start sleeping with her that first night in Cancun. So there's that. Tori and Felipe didn't sleep together in Cancun.
Okay, so to your point, I get what you're saying. Let's get to some of those answers in a second. Got to get to these super chats real quick from Assum Tabi, who said this is Marissa. This is for Marissa overcoming her Stockholm syndrome and telling Adam exactly who he is. Thank you very much for the super chat, Assum Tabi. I'm sure Marissa will appreciate that too. And shout out to Karen. Thank you for that super chat. We do appreciate it as always. Always.
Yeah.
I understand what you're asking, because the thing that women have said a lot in this, in the live chat, in the comment section, they've always said, no one is worse than Chris. No one, like one Southern girl said, right? Mimi says, stop it, Terrell. Chris will never be beat, right? J-Roe, no, get over Chris, man. Look, the reason is, y'all have always said, because Chris slept with Paige.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Oh, and Raven's girl Monica says, hey, hold up now. Don't you forget Dr. Sean. Add him in there, too.
But he didn't sleep with Nikki. He just had a release. We don't know what that was.
Right. And Space Unicorns, Chris is Chris Williams from season 12. Season 12.
Yeah, Atlanta.
If you haven't seen that one, go back and check it out. And shout out to Kelly. Thank you for the super chat. Says, love this content. By the way, RGRT and all of the comments in the chat, such a good vibe. I laugh so much. So do we. And this is why we keep doing it. And we always say, you're the reason why I can get Terrell to come in here and do this. Plain and simple, because y'all make it fun. Seriously.
Yeah, they do.
Eli, not Manning, says, I just saw a TikTok of Chris and the caption was, there's nothing worse than an ugly, confident man. Damn.
Y'all are still getting it.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So Adam says that, you know, has a super addictive personality, and he needs someone that aligns with that. He could see Marissa, you know, doing it, but she'd be miserable. But then also he says that she's really sick, right? And so Marissa says that 180 was the deal breaker. And so for her, it's a no. And he says the same. And then this mofo gets her an ice cream maker. She got a consolation prize. Hey, sorry, it didn't work out, but I got you this.
Which Corcheron said, buying a woman an ice cream maker so she can make protein ice cream. Adam's intense level is like no other.
Right. But hold on. It's a little diabolical too. Every time you make ice cream, I want you to think of me. Every time you make ice cream, think of me.
So the consolation prize was so you can still think of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we move on from here. There are a couple of things that showed up in here that we got to get back to your about Adam surpassing Chris.
Okay. Right? I couldn't keep up with the live chat, so I missed it.
Remember, Chris brought his pregnant ex. Right?
Hell yeah.
One Southern girl, this was another one. Chris and Paige had unprotected sex. He was going raw knowing he hated that woman. First of all, that was a fool move because you don't do that if you're not... If you go raw, you better be ready for everything else that comes behind. Don't trust nobody saying I'm on the pill, because there's a lot of kids rocking around that were the pill. There's a lot of adults right now that were called, that nickname should be the pill.
The pill.
And CXM said Chris slept with Paige and his so-called pregnant ex-girl came on the show. So there's all of that. And Dinny the Explorer summed it all up, said all the back queens have spoken, Terrell.
You're right. That's I forgot about the pregnant side piece. I forgot about that. I was just thinking the fact they did that. But was Adam not foul for saying, hey, you want me to walk this to your car?
Yes, he was foul.
Yeah. Just walking, watching her in her dress, and just tracking
that thing. He's like, that's
tracking that thing.
It's one last workout.
Making her do a farmer's carry all the way back to the car.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's like, this is your last workout. Now, Penelope says the ice cream maker was a nice gift. And Martian Picture says, I like the ice cream maker. Not going to lie.
I get it, but hey, you break up with me. Don't buy me shit. I don't want anything. Don't get any turn. I know you really like bourbon. Mm-hmm. Here's some Uncle Nearest. Wish you well. Now, don't buy me a damn thing if you're going to break up with me.
By the way, you've surprised some people. Lucilla says, Terrell was convinced?
Wow. Convinced about what?
That Chris is still number one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I listen. I am not that hard-headed. I mean, I do listen.
Shout out to One Southern Girl. Thank you for the super chat. Says, who was worse, Tyler, Love is Blind, or Chris, Married at First Sight? Ooh.
I don't remember Tyler.
Tyler, remember, he had the whole family. Because he had that beautiful sister.
Oh.
Yes. Remember?
Oh.
Up in D.C., right?
Yeah.
Because she had Deontay Wilder's ex, as one of her bridesmaids.
Yeah, I remember now.
That was Tyler. Who was worse? Hey, you know what? That's a great question. I know we're taking this off track real quick, but this is a great question, One Southern Girl. Who was worse, Tyler from Love is Blind or Chris Married at First Sight? Because Chris seems to be number one for everybody in the Married at First Sight world. But when you cross worlds in a multiverse, who was first? Now, replay gang, you got to drop that in the comment section. But let's go to the live chat and see. Let's see. Kelly says, oh, man, Tyler versus Chris is a great match. Ding, ding. Let's go. Something to be says Tyler. JC Walker, Tyler. Toya, Tyler, Fierce Fashion. What is a close call?
Yeah.
Something to be because Tyler fooled everyone. Chris showed us exactly who he was. Nisi says, damn, that's a good question. Equal trash. Lucilla says, Tyler, because of the babies, he wasn't supporting. Toya said, the hell with that. Both of them. B-O-F-U-M. Both of them. J-Ro is like, nah, look, hold up now. Chris, now let's not bring him up again. Mimi says, Tyler. JC Walker says, dang, that's tough. And Karen says, Chris. and Mrs. Tajay was not letting this go. Says, don't forget, Chris said, of all the white queens, all the black queens.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my God. This is that was a good question though. This is a good question. And BB says, come on, we don't play about the kids. And that was the big thing with Tyler. It was about the kids. That's what it was. He lied about having kids. Whole ass family. Or as Fat Face Virgo says, Lyler. Perfect. okay. Last couple. Michelle and Cameron, I have literally that as my notes. Michelle and Cameron, we knew what was going to happen with them. I don't care what they showed us in the preview. We knew what was going to happen, right?
Well, of course. Okay. You know, they
was the details then.
Yeah, I'll give you the cliff notes. What they really like about each other was really sweet and nice. Uh-huh. And then his concern about, you know, overthinking things and just how fast everything's moving. She said it made her feel like, am I the problem? Is it me? And he go to commercial. Then they come back. He apologizes for making her feel that way. And she tells him that she's loved him. She knew she loved him after the first week of being in the house, in the apartment in Seattle. She just was too scared to say it. He tears up. He tells her that, you know, you're wonderful. You make my world great. And I want to stay married. And I love you, too. And then I love you so much. I love you so much. And that was the cool thing about them, though, is that their decision day happened at the same place that they got married.
Yes. Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I that's because they're the favorite couple in this one. They are the one that they wanted. Right. Like something to be said, I fast forwarded. Like a quickie, bored and next. She looks stunning. Love the venue, but they could have gone first. Let's just get that shit out to her. They wanted to end on a high note. I know you think the high note is the drama. They want to pretend like the high note is a successful one, right? And that's why they saved them for last. We know that. And
yeah.
Kudos. And that's why I fast forwarded to, I know they're a boring couple. And that's why they're going to work. Yeah. Right? Because they are boring. And that's fine. That's what you want to be. You don't want to be the exciting couple. I'm just going to say, think about the exciting couples you know, even the celebrity exciting couples.
Mm-hmm.
They pop up in the news for a lot of other stuff.
For a reason. Good.
Or they break up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Happy Gardner says, nice to end on an I love you. Exactly. It's good for them to have that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's this thing I saw here? Because we're fast forwarding after this, going to the reunion where Dina's using her inner Michelle hair. We're moving. I despise you for that, Dina, because that just hurt me. I can hear it all going through there. Stop it. Why would you do that?
Hey, y'all cut her some slack.
What? No. All right. Tomorrow we get to the reunion. Hey, do us a favor, let us know in the comment section. What'd you think of Decision Day and the couples that, I mean, especially Replay Gang, because of course he didn't get a chance to jump into this chat, right? So do us a favor, let us know in the comment section. And please, If you haven't already, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Tomorrow we do it, and we do it up for the reunion. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts on the bullshit on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.